This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy wishes to advise the following program, Hide and Seek, is a show intended for an adult audience. Generally, our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hide and seek.
Sit back and enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy the ride. And enjoy, 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 enjoy. And enjoy the ride.
Coming up next, we'll be talking to some lovely ladies. From Melbourne's Burlesque Bar. There's a movie that's just opened last week in the US called Burlesque, starring the one and only Cher and Christina Aguilera.
I can't wait to find out whether it's going to be a success or a car crash. It's always, you can't tell with those two.
Oh, that's an editorial from Travis DeJong. This is Hide and Seek on Joy.
Welcome to Burlesque.
Dean Beck and Travis DeJong with you, Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. That was the one and only Cher from her latest movie titled Burlesque.
I'm thinking, that's obviously a snippet from the movie. And
Welcome to Burlesque.
Still, it's like being stuck in a time warp. It's fantastic.
Now, that led me to a shocking segue that I've just decided it's probably best I don't use. Burlesque is a little bit of a time warp, perhaps. A throwback to the old days of cabaret, etc.
Classic, absolutely.
And to discuss all matters burlesque, and particularly in the modern era here in Melbourne, I am very pleased to welcome Madame Natalia. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
And the lovely Lauren Liqueur Lollipop. Hello, hello. And Foxtrot India. Yeah. Now, girls, I'm going to get you to just lean a little bit closer to that microphone. Thank you very much.
What did you say before? A fist away from the microphone?
That's better. We can hear you. A fist away from the microphone. Lovely. Ladies, welcome to Hide and Seek.
Why, thank you.
Thank you.
You are all from Burlesque Bar here in Melbourne. Now, tell us a little bit, Madame Natalia, about Burlesque Bar, if you wouldn't mind.
Ooh, well, God, the onus falls on me. Where do I begin? Burlesque Bar, it's a little secret hideaway on Johnson Street in Fitzroy. Not many people know about us, but that's because it's so freaking small that you could drive past it and blink and miss it. We're working on this, but no, it's our little haven.
And now, which end of Johnson Street? Because it's a big street.
Towards Nicholson Street.
Right.
Between Brunswick and Nicholson, so kind of near the end where there's nothing else happening and nobody will ever find us. Geez, do I sound cynical? Lovely's looking at me.
Near the lovely Hares and Hyenas, though, is that?
Yes, yeah, almost across the road.
Oh, right. We know that well.
The tiny bar, oh my God, I've walked past it. Sorry,
yeah, I walked past it and I've owned it for 2.5 years.
Am I right in thinking that Melbourne really is one of the biggest cities in Australia for burlesque? I'm thinking it is like probably the burlesque capital of Australia, would you say?
I would say yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely a big scene in Perth. There's a growing scene in Sydney.
There's a bit in Brizzy, isn't
there's
there?
There's a little bit in Brisbane as well. Yeah.
There's some boys happening in Brisbane, which I think is exciting.
Amazing! I'm so obsessed with them, actually. Mark Winwill and Fez, I want to marry them and have their babies.
Yeah, they're very cool.
She has a bit of a fetish. It's fantastic. She orgasms every time you say the word briefs. It's great.
I do. I freak out.
For those people who've never experienced burlesque, how would you describe what you do?
Over to you, Miss Foxtrot India.
Burlesque is it's a satirical look on life. So it's like basically burlesque in itself means to take the Mickey out of, basically. Okay. So
is that what it means?
Yeah.
It's a piss take.
We're talking about subversive. Yeah. It's like a subversive, big subversive gesture.
It used to be very politically based, but now it can be political, or it can be social, or it can be a piss take of sexuality. It can be a huge amount of things. Even like the sort of classic style, people like Tempest Storm and Lee Sincere, you know, who were beautiful classic performers back in the 1940s and 50s. They were basically piss-taking themselves in a sense of, or piss-taking the people who like watched them, because they were being the ultimate fantasy, basically, you know, and they were basically taking the mickey out of that.
So do you guys like strip? Because I mean, I think a lot of people sort of, you know, assume that that's the sort of stuff that you do.
Striptease is a very essential, it's an essential part of burlesque. It's not all the time necessary. Like, not every performer does strip down to pasties or a G-string. But for me as a performer, striptease is the main part of what I do. But
it's also athletic and gymnastic. And,
oh, God. Not for me. there will be no gymnastics here, thank you very much. I'll faff around with my fat ass and feel good about it. But gymnastics are staying in the bedroom. That's
and that
about
is,
it.
That is one of the things I love about burlesque, is that, you know, you are reclaiming a natural kind of curvy, curvilicious body.
Yeah, it's not for stick fin.
Well, although
stick thin
people can do it,
there are the very, very small.
They don't look as good doing it. I don't think personally.
It's about, you know, it's about feeling. Yeah, it's about feeling good about, you know, and celebrating your body, whether you are a male or a female, whether you've got big boobs, little boobs, big hips, big, you know, small hips, like a big stomach, small, whatever it is that you've got. It's, you know, it's a very powerful art form in terms of celebration and like expressing your sexuality. Go.
It is inherently sexual, isn't it?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Friggin-lutely.
You would hope so.
And it's amazingly liberating, not just for the performer, but for the audience. You know, everyone in the audience, they walk in feeling a bit afraid. You can see that they're afraid.
Wow.
Because
they're just unsure. They don't know what's going to happen. And by the end of the night, they're dancing on the bar. They're just wild.
Drunkenly. It's fantastic.
You know, something has come out of them. You know, and we get young people, old people, you know, we've had a guy in for his 60th birthday
not long ago.
And he was wild by the end of the night. It's great.
We have three of the girls from Burlesque Bar here with us. Lauren, is it Liquor Lollipop?
Liquor Lollipop.
We have Foxtrot India and the lovely Madame Natalia. You're with Dean Beck and Travis DeJong. Let's have a little listen to the nearest thing I could find to something a little...
Perhaps. Something topical.
But less. Yeah.
Hide and seek.
You're with Dean Beck and Travis DeJong. Hide and seek here on Joy 94.9.
And
that was the lovely Queen Latifah.
Isn't she? Don't you love? She's so good in that movie.
From
so,
the so Chicago soundtrack, singing When You're Good to Mama. Now, three lovely ladies here that are very good at it.
And resonated with that song as well.
Indeed. In fact, they were going off. we have Madame Natalia, the lovely Lauren Liquor Lollipop, and Foxtrot India. Now, Lauren, it's your bar.
It is.
How do you make money out of a bar that is about the size of a shoebox?
It's more for the love, money, I've got to say.
We're
so lucky that I love what I do because...
Yeah, so tell us about the performing side of it, because not only do you run the bar, but you also perform.
Not as such.
Or are you
I am debuting in next weekend.
Are you, are you the entertainment coordinator?
I'm sort of... No, Madame Natalia is the entertainment manager.
Right.
Sorry.
So what is it you do again?
I'm kind of the mental case that runs the bar.
Right.
She takes the money.
That's a performance in itself.
I don't know. No, well, it is a bit of performing, really. I mean, I dress up. I dress in the silly little outfits. I run around in my underwear all the time. And it's great fun. I really, really enjoy that element of it. And, you know, I do tend to have a couple of cheeky drinks during the night, and I often end up dancing on top of the bar at 3 o'clock in the morning to Johnny Farnham's
Well,
the
there
voice.
Goes the profit.
You know, exactly. So I need to be locked away, really.
Foxtrot, do you perform around, is there a circuit? Do you perform around in competitions? What's the go?
Pretty much all burlesque performers work for themselves. So there isn't a circuit as such like there used to be in the US or even in Australia back in the 1930s, 40s. It's just a few bars and venues around that put on shows.
What about the festival circuit? That seems to have adopted burlesque as something
definitely.
As a legitimate art form.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I performed at Parklife this year.
Wow.
Which was hilarious on this stage that was literally a pirate ship. Yeah. I'm not even joking. It was a pirate ship.
That's why you wanted that pirate number. Yeah, no, it's exactly. Together.
It was insane. Right.
And I noticed you're wearing an Australian burlesque festival. Mm. Now, this year was the first in Australia, wasn't it?
Australian burlesque festival this year. It was a huge success. We sold out, I think, every night in Melbourne. And we had two nights in Sydney as well, and I'm pretty sure we sold out as well. And next year we're hoping to make it a lot bigger and take it to a few more cities. When I say we, I don't mean that I organise it at all.
The creative we.
Yes, exactly.
The burlesque community,
the community we.
And you'd like to be a part of it.
Of course, yes. Well, I hope now I'm plugging it on the radio. I will most certainly know. it was a really massive pleasure to be a part of. We had some really amazing international performers come out, including a boylesker called British Heart, who is one of my bestest friends in the world.
A boylesker. What is a boylesker?
Yes, boylesque is burlesque, but for boys. Mm. And they've just adapted the name to kind of...
Bi boys.
No, they're not all bisexual.
Not bisexual. They could be bisexual.
Well, they might be bi.
They could be. They like to be.
And they're so sexy, Dean. They're so buff and acrobatic and just like, oh my God, so it's heaven.
It's just so devastating when most of them...
Why have they all passed me by? Where have I been hiding?
Well, you're not coming to the burlesque bar, are you?
Well, clearly. That's it.
Well, the next time Briefs come into town, I'm so taking you, Dean. You would love this.
Definitely go see them.
God, did you not see them when they're in town?
No, clearly not.
What? So we could
clearly not.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
But we have some good burlesquers in Melbourne as well.
Yep.
At Burlesque Bar as well, we've got Raven, who is...
I do know Raven.
Yes, he's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Absolutely awesome.
He's just want to take him home and do nasty things to him and then like wrap him in cotton wool and put him in a corner.
I think he's busy doing them to others, isn't he?
What, take him home and... No, I do not.
Oh.
I would like to stop the innuendos right here.
I think that's a Viva Cool City video just waiting to happen.
Under the heading, that's so fucked. It's fabulous. Now, Madame Natalia, what do you do? As entertainment,
fuck all. Absolutely fuck all. Not a damn thing. I just faff around in my underwear.
You've got to make sure that there are enough performers.
I do
to entertain the crowd
as the entertainment manager, which is all very professional sounding, which is really a case of emailing a whole bunch of performers and going, "Hey, you're free this weekend. You want to come and maybe be on stage with me?" Mm-hmm. Kind of thing. I sort out all the shows. I'm also the FemC on the weekend, so FemC.
There's a whole new language out there, but
we've made up our own language. This is how fantastic we are. We've just gone indeed. Fuck you all. We're going to. That's too fucking the same sentence. That's terrible.
A keyboard that only types our language one day,
or a dictionary.
Yeah, it's like our whole new language of world.
Yes, yeah. But
do you have trapeze? Because or swings or any of that
like
in your
place? The shoebox isn't big enough, unfortunately.
I was going
to
say
trapeze in, but we're planning. I mean, what was I saying today? I wanted poles on the bar so we can do pole dancing.
We're going to get a
That'd
pole.
That'd be cool.
That would be pretty awesome. I would like a fireman's pole from upstairs so that I can sort of swing down when I come start the show.
Well, you know, something that I saw recently at a performance was someone had made their own freestanding pole.
Yeah.
And it just, I mean, it's pretty heavy. You can just kind of move it around. And I'm like, I want one of those.
As long as you don't rip out the beams in the ceiling when you're doing the performing. You can totally buy them.
What about those that think you lot are just glorified hookers?
We're totally glorified hookers. No, we're not. that's the other profession. That's our day job.
You pay a little extra.
There is a perception.
Oh, we don't. We do have a room, but I'm certainly not getting any.
Maybe they're all right. You are a glorified hooker.
No, we are not. We're very comfortable with ourselves. Burlesque bar particularly is like another world, and I often say to everybody when they come in, being the MC and having the microphone, I can say whatever the hell I want. It's fantastic. And if you step into our world, you play by our rules, which is there are no rules. You're respectful of people and their ways of life, their choices. If you want to come in naked, well, security might kick you out, but, you know, generally, if
only
you get
if
us drunk
offensive
enough...
Naked.
Only if you're offensive naked. If we look at you and go, no, you know what, that's just a bit disturbing, then no. But, no, I mean, we're not glorified hookers. I really segued way off. that question.
What would you say, how would you say you're different to, you know, to the strippers that you just sort of get down in King Street, for example?
Well, it's kind of interesting, because for me, I mean, a lot of performers have very different perspective on this, but for me, I really believe that, like, modern day stripping in clubs stemmed from burlesque anyway. Like, there's a place where all of that came from, and it came from burlesque, it came from striptease. So I don't separate myself too far away from it, and I don't, like, you know, necessarily, I don't bag out girls that are strippers or that just choose to work in that environment, because, you know, they work really hard, you know, it's a job that, you know, not everyone wants to do. But, you know, it's not that far from burlesque, essentially. But ultimately the main thing about it is that burlesque is an entertainment, and it's an entertainment for everyone. Like, it's entertainment for men and for women and for gay and for straight and trans and bi and whoever the hell you are. You can come to a show, you can, you know, sit down and be wildly entertained.
We're speaking to the girls from a burlesque bar. This is Christine Aguilera with Show Me How You Burlesque.
Hide and Seek. It's your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self.
Every Thursday from 10 p.m.
on Joy 94.9.
Travis DeJong and Dean Beck with you and the lovely ladies from Burlesque Bar. Now, girls, you were bagging the crap out of Christine Aguilera and Cher doing burlesque, the new movie that
look, I'm going to wear this one. I'm going to wear it because I'm just a solo performer and I can say whatever the hell I want.
You totally can.
But we do have defamation laws in this town, so we will be polite and appreciative of all art forms of all people.
It's going to be a movie, and we can't wait to promote it at the bar.
It's going to be while I vomit. It's going to do your industry a hell of a lot of good,
that's
I would have thought.
That's very true. That is true.
And
thank you, Cher. Thank you, Christina.
Hey, look, I love Cher, however the hell you say her name. I still don't know. Cher. And I actually use some of Christina's music in our show, so I have no problem with them as performers. Well done. You're making a lot of money and I'm not. I hate you in that way, but awesome for you.
Foxtrot, can I ask you, is there a place where people can learn burlesque? Is there a school in Australia?
Funny, my goodness. Funny you should ask that. Yes. There are several, actually, around Melbourne. Okay. I have my own school called Foxy's Finishing School.
Oh, that's...
yes, indeed.
Conveniently.
and where are the classes held?
They're actually at Burlesque Bar, funnily enough. Oh. I'm at Bar. On a Wednesday night.
I think
night.
I'm being had.
but there are other classes around. Also, on a Thursday night at Burlesque Bar, we have Celeste classes with Strawberry Siren. There are classes up in Brunswick with Bottoms Up Burlesque. There's classes all around Melbourne, so wherever your area is.
Well, how about you girls? Like, I mean, before you started running your own classes, where did you go to learn burlesque? You know, how did that start?
Okay, so I
back in the old days,
I did a crazy thing. Where
calisthenics, was it?
No, I actually started dancing when I was about three, but doing jazz and crazy, whatever, jazz and ballet and hip hop and funk and all those crazy little funny things that you do. And I danced for about 14 years.
Wow.
Oh, thanks. And, but yeah, it wasn't until I was about 21, 22 that I saw a burlesque show that I really loved. It was one that Mark Winmore was in, actually, in Gypsy Wood. It was called Feasting on Flesh. And that inspired me enough to want to be a burlesque performer. I moved to London, like within sort of 4 months of seeing the show, and enrolled in a 4-week course with a woman over there called Jo King, who's like the sort of mama of burlesque in London. And then started performing like 3 months after that.
How deeply rooted are its foundations regarding cabaret and that sort of... I'm thinking the 20s and 30s in Berlin, etc. Mm-hmm.
It actually started in the 1860s, right. Actually. It's an older art form than that. And it took a lady called Lydia Thompson, a British woman, to take it over to the US, and she sort of combined the British kind of music hall style of performance and their Parisian wild Moulin Rouge Follies Bergère style into one show and took it over to the US, and that was when it started being called Burlesque. Uh-huh. And then it evolved. Yeah, it sort of evolved over the years, because Burlesque back then was a whole show. It was, you know, wild. There was definitely like a chorus of girls, and there may have been like one sort of headline performer, female performer, and singers and musicians and comedians and live animals on stage and all this wild stuff.
It was a full show rather than, if you like, little vignettes by individual performers.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And then it sort of evolved over the years so that the female headliner became more of a part of the show. And then, the 1920s, 30s, like wild cabaret, that was kind of a sexual revolution within itself, that sort of era. Until the 1940s and 50s, the burlesque houses became into existence, where it was just striptease all the time.
And they were like the mod, what we would class as modern strip bars today. So they were really edgy at the time.
Yeah,
it was
they
really
were
kind
for
of
the
scary.
Working man. Yeah. They were for the working man. They were, and the girls there were hilarious. They would push the boundaries every night. Like they used to have a light on the stage. That faced the girls, and if that light was on, it meant that the cops were in the house, and you had to do what was called the Boston version of your routine, which meant
you kept your knickers on,
everything. If the cops weren't in the house, then it was all off, legs open,
hello,
like the whole howdy father.
That's amazing, doesn't it, Dean?
I've learnt so much already.
I love listening to this girl talk.
I love the history. It's beautiful. I did so well with a track from Chicago earlier.
Let's see how
Let's
you go.
Let's try this one. Cell Block Tango.
Joy 94.9.
Cell Block Tango with Queen Latifah and Little Kim featuring Macy Gray here on Joy 94.9. We're speaking with Lauren Licker, Lollipop, Foxtrot, India, and the marvellous Madame Natalia.
Making me horny and I can't get across the desk to rape you.
They're a rowdy bunch of girls, Dean. I like
there
them.
Is a boom mic between you and me, honey, and I'm going for the mic.
Now, so am I, actually.
Now, kids. Now, you're speaking at Pleasure Salon Melbourne this coming Monday night.
God help them, yes we are.
Now, I've had the lovely experience of working with Pleasure Salon Melbourne. They're a great crowd. Tell me what you'll be doing on the night, because it's their sort of breakup for the year, I believe.
Yeah, so it's a bit more of a party vibe than the usual sort of fisting subject or
with
the fisting, aren't
you? There's anything wrong with
it. It just hasn't left my mind.
Every
since you told
single
me about
time
it.
We talk about Pleasure Salon, like, the word fisting comes up.
Fisting.
It's great, but
ladies,
it's great that that's
I
a
ran that lecture.
Really?
Yes, it did.
That's
it is the fisting.
Fantastic. Oh, Lolly, you found your home.
I wish I was there.
So back to this coming up for Pleasure Salon.
So our actual Pleasure Salon. We're going to be speaking on different things. I mean, basically, obviously, burlesque today and in Melbourne and what we do at the bar, and Fee's going to be imparting her wisdom.
And will you be actually performing?
We will. I'll be faffing around singing my songs in my underwear as I usually do. And Miss Foxtrot India is going to perform her classic routine and her seven ways of tassel twirling. Yes,
there are seven ways of tassel twirling.
And hey, she can do them
do
all.
Can you do that one where they go different ways inside and outside?
Yes,
wow.
She can.
This girl can do amazing things with her nipples.
She can.
It's
You had to do a 4-week course for that?
No, that was actually a talent that I learnt on my own. That was 2 hours in the mirror plus a lot of hours.
That's awesome.
Researching on the
did
internet.
They hurt
that
afterwards.
Was YouTube, wasn't it?
Do you have sore boobies?
The first time that I did it in front of the mirror for a while, it did. Yeah, but now my boobs are like Teflon. They're amazing.
It reminds me of that audio we played earlier of the little boy in that HBA ad, Matt. My head went that way. My leg went that way.
Oh, that's how brave that. Yes, Foxtrot India does that with her breast. It's fantastic.
Yeah. We're talking to the girls from Burlesque Bar, Dean Beck and Travis DeJong, with you. Hide and Seek on Joy.
Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Brought to you by Manhouse.
Leather, rubber, lifestyle, gear.
Manhouse.com.au.
Travis DeJong is flat out learning how to put
getting
on false
tips.
Eyelashes.
getting tips.
He's well and truly glued.
I am. And look, the reason being too, the three girls sitting in our studio are actually all quite gorgeous. And
they're beautiful.
They're absolutely.
They are absolutely.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
If you were a lesbian out there or a straight man, I tell you, this is where you'd want to be.
Oh, I'm getting urges I haven't had since I was about 12.
There is a microphone but they are very good for with your makeup. Use if you need it.
Yeah, but they're very good with the makeup. So I was getting some tips just during the song.
Trav, I would love to see you with false eyelashes.
I'll do it.
I'd love to see you with any eyelashes.
Well, now.
Do you have eyelashes?
I do have eyelashes, but they're hidden behind my glasses, unfortunately. But right, okay. Yeah, but I actually can do makeup really well, but that's the one thing I can't do fake lashes because I love going out. Right? When I was younger, I used to go out to Girl Bar, right, which is like a lesbian club, which clean shaven and with my eyes completely done up. And of course, people would think I was
a girl. I never knew this about you, my love.
Yeah. I was totally this kind of gothy punk kind of kid,
androgynous
and I loved
something,
and I loved it because girls would always think I was a guy, a girl, and you know, I'd feel his hand down my back, and they'd be, oh, I'm sorry,
no bra strap.
How disappointing, and just they'd move on.
Well, I think they were fascinated for a while.
If they put their hand down your front, they would have known pretty quick.
Well, you know.
There is nothing more beautiful anaconda than men with false eyelashes and eyeliner. Oh, my God.
Me too. You know, this whole Adam Lambert thing, like, I just love him so much. Mm. And
he's got the liner out, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's got something.
We actually have false eyelashes here that we can stick on the next break if you would like.
Oh, my goodness.
We've got glue.
Now, our guests are Lauren, Liquor Lollipop. I love that. Foxtrot India, and I love that. And Madame Natalia, who's the entertainment coordinator at the Burlesque Bar here in Melbourne, in Fitzroy. They're going to be speaking at Pleasure Salon Melbourne this coming Monday night. The last Pleasure Salon for the year. They'll be talking about what it's like to be as a burlesque performer and putting on a bit of a show too.
Just a little bit of
just
a show.
Just a bit of a show.
We don't do anything without putting on a bit of a show. That's what we do.
I think we've worked that out tonight.
No, really?
Dear Eddie. Now, Madame Natalia, what is coming up for you in the year ahead? I mean, is the summer season your busy season?
The summer season is when I'm secretly dying and I'm waiting for the holidays. No, we're going to be very, very busy at Burlesque Bar. We've got a whole plethora of shows. We do burlesque every Thursday to Sunday, so we're going to be pretty busy.
Every
right
night, Thursday, Friday,
yeah,
Saturday,
pretty much
Sunday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, okay. Sunday. We've got a show called Madame Natalia's Mischief Makers on Sunday. It is this Sunday, isn't it?
It is
I'm not
Sunday.
Mistaking. God, I hope not.
You're
I'm
the
in
entertainment
it.
Coordinator, my love.
I don't actually know what I'm doing. It's all just a time. Oh, no, you won't. And who's going to do the show on Sunday then?
Now, do you make your own outfits, girls, or what's the go there?
A lot do, yeah. We've pretty got much. Some very, very talented seamstresses in our little bar.
I will just point out that I'm terrible costume maker and I had to actually get my own mother to sew on the fringing on my G-string.
Hello.
Oh, that's great.
When you're good to mama, mama's good to you.
It's the finer detail.
And what time are your shows generally? Like, are they
around 9:30, 10 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We say 9:30, but by the time we actually get our act together and get all ourselves sorted, it's probably closer to 10, so if you come around 9 p.m, you're doing good, and you won't be waiting that long.
Cool.
But yes, around 9:30.
Enough time to tuck a few drinks under the belt, and
exactly.
You will need them by the time we are through with you. You will need them.
Well, ladies, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you in this evening. They are the girls from Burlesque Bar, Lauren Liquor Lollipop. She's the boss. Foxtrot India and Madame Natalia, thank you so much for joining us on Hide and Seek.
Thank you for having us.
And you can check the girls at Pleasure Salon Melbourne this coming Monday night. I think it's still on down at
Miss Libertine, indeed.
And you can check out more at pleasuresalonmelbourne.com.au, I think. Yes, no, that's it.
That was extremely sexual. It kind of turned me on.
Dean Beck and Travis DeJong with you. Let's have one more track from the people that we've bagged all night. So,
yay!
We
didn't bag.
Joy 94.9.
Beautiful people, Travis DeJong.
Yeah,
that's got to be you.
Oh, and you.
Ah, I've got to
a Marilyn Manson song. Have you heard the original of that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Marilyn Manson and me don't quite.
No, he's really cool. You guys have so much in common, actually.
Like Travis,
social agitators and.
Oh, you're a funny man sometimes. It was great to have the girls from the Burlesque Bar in. They are clearly very talented and very, very beautiful.
Absolutely. And a bit rowdy, which, you know, I love that.
Hide and seek.
It's your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. On Joy 94.9. Sponsored by Manhouse. Leather, rubber, lifestyle. Manhouse.com.au.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.